So, some asshole called me out, asking, "Where's the Game Mavens podcast?" Well, here I am. So yeah, shout out back to Embro Satellite All Ages Podcast, Derek and Gordon, and I have no idea who the third voice in that last episode was. But anyway, they're also recording, they also recorded and released today a podcast about the crazy new Xbox, and Xbox, I actually said that, Xbox, and like the whole reveal and their reactions and whatnot, and we actually had an episode. I mean, today I decided, well, you know, why not have an episode, an impromptu podcast, and like record our reactions watching the stream, the hour long stream. It's only an hour long, so it won't be such a bad idea for an episode. And that's what we did. Me and one other person, Beyond, who sat in a couple of past podcasts. As for where the hell I've been alive, not done a damn thing for this podcast, and not made a site or anything, because I'm too damn lazy and I have other things to do. I wish I could make the time to just do shit in my life that's all about games, but, you know, that's not realistic now, is it? Anyway, well, E3 is in a few weeks, and I'm sure there'll be more talk in the near future, so decided to release this out, this episode, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks to the magic of chapter markings for podcasts, if you have the hardware to support that sort of thing, like chapter skipping and stuff on the podcast file. After this section, if you hit skip, you will be at the beginning of that chat session, but then you hit skip again, and you'll hit right at the beginning of the stream, and that's how you'll sync up, I guess. I don't know. If you want to do it old school and just listen for the audio, which I don't know if the laptop audio actually hit the mic. We'll find out in the hard way then, as in find out right now. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you online. My Twitter handle is, you know, I call myself Joey Shinogu Chu because my Twitter handle is Shinogu. Shinogu, yay. No, yay. Shinogu. That's it. Shinogu. Joey Shinogu Chu. That's that. And, I guess that's all there is to say. Enjoy our practiced apathy as we are totally Ted Bias against Xbox. I don't know. Listen. Done. Over.
Turn the volume up with that, because we need... No, we don't. We don't need ambient noise from your Vita, but sure, why not? I mean, it's no better or worse than the constant whirring of the fan of this old-ass MacBook. My God, how far do you get?
Stuck right here.
Only memories remain. So, like, you finished the main story? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. After this is the final session of the main story, I
believe. Oh, so that's the final... okay. I thought you would skip past the Megasar section, but... Or, as they call them in Japan, the Merlin section. Because apparently people still believe in a religious context, like the King Arthur legend.
I think they...
And they were offended by people, like, slandering the name of Lancelot. I don't know, man. Like, yo, Fate Zero. Like, you want to get offended by people screwing a King Arthur's legend?
Yeah,
you give Type Moon a call. Like, turn King Arthur to a woman. Anyway, nothing against women, but yeah. Feminism. Anyway. This is the Game Mavens podcast, and people are talking. But you know what? Because the thing is, like, we're recording this thing on my damn phone. Because the damn MacBook was like, GarageBand was like having a seizure, like, not enough RAM! I don't know. So, this is the host, the person that brings everyone together. And only in this case, it's just one other person. But anyway, Joey Shinogu Shu. And Beyond is here.
Yep, Beyond is here.
And,
I'm messing around with Soul Sacrifice, yes.
So, there is like a little more than 15 minutes left to the. The new Xbox dealy. Yay. Yeah, and what are we doing? We're eating, well, I'm eating donuts, and you're playing Soul Sacrifice on your Vita. And I'm not playing Soul Sacrifice because I should be studying for my Japanese final, but instead we're watching this and recording a podcast. So I was asking you about your Xbox memories, and you said, like, the only thing you had was, like, playing Halo with your cousin.
Yeah.
Your cousin
really
had
cool
the Xbox.
Up,
Halo 2. Right? Yeah. Everyone played that. I feel like everyone played co-op on Halo 2. Even I played co-op on Halo 2. Like, why? I don't know. It's like not much. Like, it's not much Xbox memories from us. Like, we grew up Nintendo and PlayStation. So.
In my case, it's technically. Yeah, PlayStations.
And the computer, the personal computer.
Yep, PC. Yeah. Even though the PC nowadays isn't exactly a good gaming system, I would say, compared to
so?
A PS. It's more versatile in a way, but when you have to factor in the graphics and everything, you basically have to upgrade it every 2 to 3 years.
That's the thing. Like, how old is your system? Is your rig compared to like the current landscape?
Aside from the graphic card, it's actually pretty good.
Huh.
But then, modern games and their freaking crazy-ass graphics, what can you say?
There's some sort of instrumental thing going on here on the Xbox live stream. I don't know if it's a failure of this computer or not, because all I'm seeing is audio and a black screen.
Yeah, all I'm seeing is...
It sounds like they're trying to ape Inception or something. And then also factoring in that old Cirque du Soleil thing they did a while ago. Like, I guess they have a lot of, like, France, like, Cirque du Soleil dollars or something, I don't know. What was the thing you were fighting, you said, in Soul Sacrifice that's, like, really tough? Well, everything is now, right? Because you said, like, freaking one hit and, like, your normal health is gone.
Freaking Harpy killed me in one hit when she did, what?
Xbox reveal hashtag! Fade in, fade out. Oh, now we got a countdown clock. Less than 14 minutes left, man.
Come on, I can do better than that, Xbox. I think. I hope.
A new generation revealed. Now Xbox is going to go. Next gen doesn't start until we say it does.
The color palettes. Woo.
And look at that. Wow, yep, this computer definitely... I would laugh if this thing exploded in the midst of the stream. I'm going to have to run to the upstairs computer just to watch more. Excuse you.
Yes, indeed.
So yeah, like, I got Yakuza 3 and 4, and the Wolverine Lunges, aka X-Men Origins Wolverine
That's
video
all
game.
That's the game is good for, the lunges.
And, yeah, like, everyone's saying, like, play Yakuza, like, play the parts 1 and 2 before you play 3, because, like, the story is the pivotal part. So now I'm, like, have to wait until I import the part 1 and 2 HD edition before I can play 3 and 4, and I'm like...
Well, nice.
It's like a long wait. It's like, I'd wait so long to get these games, and now it's way even longer to...
I do not wish for eternal life, Magnus, I would say. An ordinary body, that is all.
Despite the story being in, like, book form, I actually found it very good.
Mm.
Interesting enough. It's storytelling is definitely better than Monster Hunter. Not that Monster Hunter had
well, like,
much of a story to begin with.
Yeah, it's like, yo, monsters, kill their shit and wear their skin.
It's like, Chief has trouble with some monsters. You come in, they summon a new hunter, you come in, get your ass kicked by some weird-ass new breed, and yeah, you beat the crap out of it in the end. That is about it.
Well, that's cool, you got Razorwind flying around you. Can you shoot him, like, one by one as well? Don't have to shoot it all at once?
No, but you can do multiple lock-on.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
What are you fighting? The harpy?
I don't know exactly. You see. I've already died 2 times on this boss. And...
sacrifice. If you die, does it save your, like, stat gains or whatnot?
Yeah, it does. And whatever you picked up.
Well, that's cool. Is there anything you lose if you die?
Exactly. Oh, crap, I've got the pieces.
Awesome, those things have, like, the antenna eyes.
Wow.
Oh, motherfucker. Maybe we can lower this volume until... I've been playing, like, Metal Gear Rising over and over.
Yeah, you still have a Revengeance left.
Yep, I'm like halfway through playing Revengeance. Like, I finished the second big boss. But then, like, I'm stuck in... because I don't want to go through a Revengeance mode again, so I'm trying to get all the S-rank fights in one go. But then the problem is, like, there's a certain fight in the beginning, early part of a middle chapter that just, like... like, if you're playing the game normally, as in, like, without a mind to, like, get all best stats or whatever, you're just playing to advance through the game, like, you would skip this fight. But then, like, the fight I'm trying to play through this fight, and then it's getting really annoying. I'm trying to figure out ways and then to beat it. And then, like, I look at the guide, and it's like, oh, use this type of grenade. And I was like, oh, well, I never thought to do that. Because I never thought to use that type of grenade in that context ever.
Okay, so you have basically a narrow strip of land.
Hmm?
And that's about it. A narrow strip of land.
Oh.
And...
essentially, yeah.
And the boss, apparently... it's freaking huge.
How big is this motherfucking boss? What? That is a big ass boss. With like swords sticking out of its back.
Oh, crap.
It's, you know. Oh, there we go. Turned around. And he fell.
No, that was more like a body slam.
Oh, that was a body slam. That was an intentional fall. Okay, okay. That was its offensive maneuver. Well, you were talking about your Xbox memories, but I didn't really have much either. Like, besides, like, yes, I also played Halo 2 co-ops. I did tweet some stuff.
Twitter.
Okay, what do you hate about this game? Besides, you just died.
You actually have to get level 40 in both life and soul to get all your black lights.
Huh.
You can't just level one or the other.
Oh, here's an Xbox memory. All the memes that came from 4chan.
Oh, right.
Like, Xbox huge, like, falling down like a freaking meteor and stuff. Someone put it in the bathtub and it's, like, huge like Xbox. All that good stuff. Well, I guess this is thematically relevant. I have something in my email that is actually... let's see, drafts. I'm pretty sure it's in here. Yep. November 21st, 2005, 8 a.m. I'm gonna read this dramatically. And, there may be, like, crazy accents going on the way. I just may feel like speaking in such a way. Anyway, the date, November 21st, 2005, 8 a.m. I woke up in a cold sweat. I slammed my alarm clock off and groggily shuffled into my kitchen. As I was performing my normal morning ritual, a bottle of balls and a donut. Yep, balls, that definitely dates us to 2005. Yep, I had an epiphany. I want an Xbox 360. Not just want, no, I need an Xbox 360. 1 p.m. The whole time at work that day was spent researching the amount of 360s my local stores would be receiving, and when they were open. To my chagrin, none of the stores would be opening at midnight that night. I looked for the first store to be opening the next day at 8 a.m. at 360s in stock, a Target near Highway 7. 4 p.m. After work, I made my rounds. Talking to several of the employees at Target, they revealed they were only getting 9 360s. Three of which were already withheld by employees themselves. That's another thing. Crazy shortages of the hardware. Yeah. You know, Nintendo in their next-gen entry, they definitely didn't have any shortages of that. Anyway.
That left a measly 6. Of that amount, only 2 were premium packages. I came to the obvious conclusion. I needed to camp out for the night. 7:45 p.m. After getting together a lawn chair, a thermos full of freshly made ramen, 3 bottles of balls, and a blanket.
There needs to be a comma here. Anyway,
I suited up the equipment necessary to survive the harsh 13-hour campout in the Minnesota winter. I packed up everything in my Ford Explorer, and off I went into the night. 8 p.m. I set up my home away from home next to the door. Not too long after I was finished, 2 more people showed up and stood right behind me in line. Turns out they both pooled their money together to get a premium system. Both premiums were now spoken for. Too bad for anyone else. 10 p.m. A group of marauding teens came to the Target right as it was closing down and took their place in the line. The marauding band of testosterone and anger took out their portable gaming systems, whether it be their PSPs, DSs, or SPs, and started them up into a cacophony of various gaming noises. Sleeping just got a lot harder.
The date, November 22, 2005, 12 a.m., midnight.
A policeman showed up. He had to complain about loitering in front of a Target, along with yelling and threats of violence. There was an apartment complex nearby, so I'd imagine it came from someone in there. I explained that we were in line to buy a gaming system coming out the next day, not just here for the hell of it. He was a little suspicious, but eventually he left. Noise didn't stop at all. 2:30 a.m., my bladder was about to explode. Sleeping would prove impossible. I asked the people right behind me in line to watch my spot while I ran around the corner of the store to leave myself. They said,
"Man, we knew you were here first. We'll save your spot, but on one condition. You watch ours while we go out to our car and warm up for a little while."
I agreed. Left to go to the bathroom and came back as they left. The teens tried to move up in line, figuring they had left since they went to their car and started it. I got into an argument with 2 of them about why they got to leave and get their spot back. Finally, they gave up and resumed playing their incessant noise machines. 4 a.m. The batteries finally ran out in the systems, so they just resumed with talking about what they were getting. They argued a bit about which games they would get, and finally decided on Dead or Alive 4 Gears of War. I'd correct them. I wanted to see the looks of disappointment on their faces. It would be payback enough.
Yeah.
7:30 a.m. After finishing off the last of my ramen, I had a big thermos. I looked at my phone. Only 30 minutes to go. A few of the teens had gone to sleep, and so had they buried behind me. I couldn't sleep. I was too anxious. 8 a.m. The time has come. I devised a plan of attack. I would leave the chair to not only reduce the wind resistance I would feel during the mad rush to the electronics department, but to leave an obstacle for the rest of the line to get over. Good sportsmanship is for losers. The head manager arrived to unlock the doors. Other staff had gotten there earlier, but they couldn't let us in. The manager knew what we were waiting for, so he leisurely strolled up to the door and fumbled with his keys, almost mocking us. I stood up, waiting for the doors to open so I could get in my system and finally get a good sleep, knowing I had it safely in my position. He held the doors open. I flew inside and took a cursory glance around. I saw the object I'd been lusting for what seemed like an eternity, the fabled Xbox 360. It sat there on the counter, as if to say,
"Please rescue me from this awful store and bring me home with you."
My legs automatically sprinted forward, jerking me out of fantasy and into reality. I peeked over my shoulder to see where the rest of the crowd was. The teens, in their peak physical condition, were gaining fast on me. The only chance I had would be to push my legs to the limit. Like the running of the bulls in Barcelona, any staff members caught the path of the stampede would be trapped in the footfalls of rabid customers. In the giant winter coat, I was sweating like a snowball in hell. 20 feet away, I could feel the silky smooth exterior across my hands. I could smell that new console aroma. 10 feet away, my hands tangled with excitement, outstretched and waiting. Then, time seemed to slow down as I grasped the white box in my outstretched hands, clutching to my chest, breathing heavily.
I really wanted the system.
Yes, indeed.
Luckily, the pair behind me got to the counter next and got a hold of the other white treasure. The teens slowed down and gazed at the counter, and seeing no green boxes left, argued amongst themselves, casting blame upon one another about why they hadn't been there earlier. They reached a consensus and grabbed a remaining core system. After seeing the game shelf and noticing no DOA 4 or Gears of War, they would go home defeated. I got my 2 games, KBO and Call of Duty 2. I lived at the counter.
hand over my hard-earned and well-spent $500, received my pride and joy, and left for home. 8:30 a.m., I arrived, sweaty and exhausted, in my humble abode. I took the Xbox 360 out of its box, admired its sleek, contoured exterior, and set it on my dresser. I realized that I wouldn't fully enjoy the Xbox 360 now, being tired and semi-unconscious. I took my coat off and fell into bed, falling asleep almost instantly. My Xbox 360, watching over me like a guardian angel.
And that's that.
Yeah, you wanted the Xbox.
I wonder how quickly his failed. Red rings and all that.
Yeah. We are almost 5 seconds away to the start of the conference, so... And are you done with your mission soon?
Maybe.
And there's good. There's Major Nelson, and there's the other person. Microsoft has magicians. Well, at least the audio is consistent. I wonder if there's a way to lower the quality of the video. I'm not going to touch anything. Are you ready? Let's go.
All right. I'm going to bite into my
mouth. I've done...
What did it say then?
May contain
content inappropriate for children. Oh, there's Joel Gates. There's some other guy. There's somebody else. There's Cliffy B. There's J. Allard? No, I'm not sure. I don't think there's going to be any Japanese games here.
No, I mean...
Kudo!
Inappropriate content.
No. We won't get Idolmaster. Oh, imagine Idolmaster and Usher crossover. Oh, hey, Kojima. Hey. That's nice. Let's see what he's going to show, if anything. The thing is, like, this is going to be the hardware reveal today, right? I'm not sure there's going to be any, like, games announced alongside it.
Yeah, sure.
Or it'd be like the PS4 one, where they had, like, a handful of games. And then E3 would be, like, the crazy everything else. Hey, it's even Spielberg. Where is Peter Molyneux? Oh, hey, look, there's, what's his name? J.J. Abrams, I think. I said J.J. Abrams. Abrams! Xbox Live, that's the name of the console. No, it's not. Oh, look, the crazy squares again. Who's stepping out? Don Matrick, Mr. Clappy Claps. Mr. Clappy Hands. Please, clap for yourself. Do it now. He's standing the same way he does in all the GIFs! On behalf of the entire team, thank you for joining us on the Microsoft campus at the home of Xbox. I've spent my entire career... Our family homes were the homes of Xbox. I've never been more excited than I am today. Because today, we put you at the center of a new generation in the living room.
I'm listening to Don Pring.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Dude, that's cool. You launch like spells that far. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. There they come.
You have different type of spells. This is a freaking artillery spell.
Ah, freaking mortar spell. This is the... Oh, yeah, that's a picture of the first Xbox sold. Remember the blades? Xbox interface of the blades, or remember that? And with Xbox 360, we launched the HD era of games. You certainly did. First HD console.
Mm-hmm.
So Wii U was the last HD console.
With Kinect, we made but Nintendo had a problem before. We brought you new interactive content, two-way TV, fitness, sports, and now,
you killed him? Nearly 8 years. You did? Is this a different boss or the same boss? Oh, okay. I was like...
The other one I couldn't even bring in partner is, and they're killing me.
Please silence your cell phones before recording this podcast.
what's next on Xbox 360?
That's a lot of partners on that screen.
We're thankful to you and proud of our leadership position in this thriving $65 billion a year industry. Today, we look forward. Incredible shifts are happening across games and entertainment.
And entertainment, as if entertainment is not encompass games as well.
Audiences spending their time enjoying different types of content. Core and casual games, live and recorded television, sports...
Sound your phone?
These stories are lighting up on every device, from the big screen, to the tablet, to the mobile phone.
Okay, the video on Marin is lagging like a single beat.
With the addition of the cloud-powered internet... Voice
cloud? Not the clouds, our power! They're acknowledging there's lightning in clouds, man!
Continue to lead, we must provide compelling answers to new questions. Can we take what you love and make it better? Can we improve a living room that has become too complex, too fragmented, and too slow by harmonizing your experiences?
No!
Can we offer new performance and power to inspire the world's greatest creators?
Well, that's an easy yes.
Team Xbox is on a new mission. Design and build an all-in-one system to light up a new generation of games, TV, and entertainment.
Mm.
It must be built for the future with hardware, software, and services that put you at the center. And at its very core, it must be simple, instant, and complete. We believe we can evolve what you love to make it decidedly better and deliver breakthrough innovations. So, it's time for technology to step behind the curtain and for you and your entertainment to take center stage. Today, we're thrilled to unveil the ultimate all-in-one home entertainment system. The one with the power to create experiences that look and feel like nothing else. The one that makes your TV more intelligent. The one system
Skynet.
For a new generation.
Skynet. Also nano machines.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Xbox
really?
One. Well, Infinity Plus One. There you go. Oh, hey, look, that's a box.
Yeah,
it is an
okay,
Xbox. This looks more like an NES than people like joked that the PS4 might look like. There is a grid, and like on one side and stuff. Yeah, it's very NES like. Xbox One. You know, they could have called Xbox Neo. Okay, there is a Kinect-looking thing as well. Okay, but I don't know if that's one camera or two. No, it's one camera, and like the other side has like the Xbox logo.
Responds to you.
Oh, the controller looks the same as always. Yep. D-pad still looks like it's gonna suck. It looks more like the Duke to me. Like not the same size, of course, but like it's evoking more of that sense, because like the center buttons are really small. Cloud powered, whatever. All your entertainment, all in one. Xbox One. That's why.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Cheers! Yeah! Let's roll out. Come on. Oh, hey, look, he's got it right there. Yeah.
This is it. Xbox
One. He didn't show you the PS4, this is way better.
I wonder how many people sitting in the audience are like, hey, I like that, that's cool. Two tones. Like the glossy on one side, matte on the other. And then it alternates on each side, I look like.
Continuously improve over the generation ahead. In designing Xbox One, we've obsessed about every finite detail. In every engineering milestone, at every corner, in every feature, the principles we followed were to be simple, instant, and complete. Please welcome Yusuf Mehdi to show some of the new experiences you'll find only on Xbox One.
Yusuf Mehdi. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yep, Yusuf Mehdi. Yep. That's the guy's name.
Thanks, Don. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Please don't.
Xbox, it's no secret that we love gaming. We love the immersive worlds,
could have fooled me.
The epic battles, and the thrill of competing with our friends. With
yes.
Xbox One, you're going to experience a new generation of gaming like you've never seen before. And you're going to see that in a little bit and a lot more.
More 14-year-olds cursing at you.
For now, though, I want to show you how we're going to take that passion for gaming and apply it to your entire TV experience.
Join me over here in front of TV the experience. Xbox and Kinect. Like, how far does it go?
What if a single device could provide all your entertainment?
Really?
What if that device
don't they already
could turn on your TV and talk to all of the devices in your living room? And what if it was always ready and connected? Well, now it's all going to begin with two simple words. Xbox on.
Press on.
Take off the E. Oh, and you got it right there! You know, that... That could just be a video they're playing, but whatever.
Yeah, recognizes me and gets me to my own personal home screen. No more manual login, no more waiting on system or game updates.
Does it track your voice and know if you who is saying what?
Let me point out for you a couple of unique differences. First of all,
lots of squares.
What I was last doing.
Lots of, lots of rectangles. Squares can be rectangles.
You can see I play one of my favorite racing games. This one here is just one of the new amazing Xbox One exclusives you're about to hear a lot more about.
It's a Forza game. Imagine that.
I was listening to some music by Deadmau5 and watching a movie. Now, like many of you, I also discovered new entertainment based on what my friends like. And for that, we create a new area called trending.
Trending.
Here I get a snapshot of what is popular in the entertainment world, both with my friends and with the entire...
Is this really going to push ads on you?
Of course. I can still browse the great content I've come to love on Xbox, such as games... TV
this is a new mission.
And music. Xbox, go home.
Xbox, go home. What?
Xbox, phone home.
Oh.
No, he said go home.
Guess what?
Xbox, go home. You're drunk.
It sounds simple and obvious, and it should be, but today it isn't, because of the need to change inputs to get to live TV. All that is going to change with Xbox One.
Ah, so looks like Xbox could be the cable box
Xbox,
as well.
Watch TV.
Price is right! There's Drew Carey.
Hold on. Let me show you how we're going to take live TV and make it not only integral to the Xbox, but also
he's only human.
Yes, he's only human. Instant switching. Xbox.
Instant issue switching.
Go to TV.
Oh, come on, this is totally just a freaking test reel.
Watch TV.
I mean, you're not going to flip through like 5 billion games while you're...
Yeah, that's true.
He's preaching to his choir. Like this is the Xbox campus. Unless they got like...
Watch TV.
What?
Watch movie.
Don't watch TV. Don't watch movie.
Switching between live TV and all my games entertainment.
I thought that was the whole command. Switching between live TV.
Now you've already seen how simple it is to use your hands to navigate through the Xbox One. But we're going to create a new set of universal gestures to control your entire TV experience. Gestures
oh my god. Now they're going to...
No.
This is not going to work. In practice, this will not work.
Here's an example how I can get easily back to my home screen from anywhere.
Now they're watching Star Trek.
I simply spread my hands, grab...
Watch him stretch his hands and grab the screen.
And if I want to get back to my...
See, like, all this concept looks really awesome.
And I'm back to the movie. And again...
But I don't know.
This is not only now simple, but it makes it instant to get what you want.
Now people are going to complain they have to stand up to get to do this stuff.
Of course you have. On Xbox One, the ability to do multiple things at once on your TV is now a reality. Introducing Snap Mode.
We already
Xbox.
Do multiple things on
Snap
our TV.
Xbox, Snap Internet Explorer. With Snap Mode, I can run multiple programs alongside one another and easily interact between them without having to shut one down and start up another. Xbox, Favorites. Star Trek.
Okay,
so right now I'm watching Star Trek, and I've heard great things about the sequel, Star Trek Into Darkness. So now I can use Internet Explorer... And my cell phone is a remote control, for example, to watch a trailer. And I can even...
I thought it was all about your hands, man. Why are you using a cell phone?
And again, at any given time now, if I want to go home, I just grab, and I'm home. Alright.
Yeah. Can't say much.
Well,
you're playing Soul Sacrifice, man. Your attention is kind of divided here.
Nobody knows what he's saying.
Oh, Skype! Yay!
Yeah.
Aren't your family, like, back at China or something, like, not using Skype?
quite useful.
They do use Skype. Yeah. I thought it was like a crazy non-Skype that was like China only that they were trying to use.
Don't trust that shit.
Okay, call somebody with Skype, man. You could do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've asked my friend DJ, one of the members on our sports team, to call in and help me demonstrate. Why don't you? DJ calls in. Xbox, answer call. Hey, DJ. Thank you for calling in to help me show off Skype in snap mode. Looks like you're working pretty hard out there.
He's not replying to you, man.
Hey, Yusuf, thanks for
there you go. Yay.
You know, it looks like you're doing okay yourself. I'm looking forward to you showing off the great work we're doing with our partners at ESPN. Well, as a matter of fact, that's what's coming up next. So why don't you sit back and enjoy it?
Enjoy it. You sit back and you enjoy it, motherfucker.
You show the real version. You know, the one where I'm in first place. Yeah. Skype and call.
I don't know about that. Rehearsed, like, banter between people is always so awkward, man.
Xbox, watch ESPN. Alright, let me set up the scene here. Imagine I'm at home, watching an NBA game during the regular season. But if you're like me, I like to keep up with my fantasy team. Now what I can do, though, is instead of having to pull out necessarily a separate device, when my player scores here like LeBron, I automatically get an alert that just pops up on the TV, and I can say...
Well, it's one device stuff. You know, in America, we're all about buying all sorts of mad shit, so, like... I don't know.
Right.
It's kind of all about, like, having multiple devices, so, like, the whole one-device thing, I guess that's, like...
I can go ahead and check out league standings, and you can see, here's why I passed DJ with that score from LeBron. Always good when you're doing the demo. And in addition, I can go ahead here and have a nice thing called featured highlights... So I can see clips of my favorite players when they've done things, even if I'm not there. So let me throw this one to the full screen. Here's my center, Tyson Chandler. And here's how he helps me dominate the fantasy league with players
he
like
said that.
Always very nice. All right, now what you're seeing is just one example of what we can do with live TV. But can you imagine what we can do with the Super Bowl or the Golden Globes? Or
the political Golden Globes.
Debates with this ability to have interactive TV.
Political right, debates.
Finally, let's tackle what I think is the biggest challenge with watching TV. Anybody? For me, it's finding what to watch.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like recording stuff, like DVR style.
Xbox One guy. Xbox, show the guy. Now you can find, discover, and watch TV in three powerful new ways. Voice control, search, and navigation. Favorites, and trending. With the Xbox One Guide, I see all my local TV listings right through my Xbox. And I can use my voice to check out what's on. Xbox, today's show.
People are already ingrained in doing that sort of thing on their cable boxes, really. I guess it's really compelling to use only your voice to do this stuff, huh?
What's on HBO? Pretty cool, huh? Let's see that again. Mary and Martha.
Will this recognize Chinese? Will your parents have used with this?
Show the guide.
Was it only last year that they announced like billions of support for like more languages or something?
Which one?
Like for Kinect, like, oh, we have Spanish Kinect and whatever.
Xbox favorites. The favorites area is an easy way to keep up with all the TV shows that I like to watch. All I have to do is pin the content in one convenient place. It's a lot like having my own personal channel. And finally, there's one of the areas I like the most. Xbox Trending.
Again?
Trending gives me a glance at what everyone in the Xbox Live community is watching. I like how current it is. It's up to the minute.
Everyone's watching the Today Show on Xbox, man. You gotta watch the Today Show, man. You wake up, watch the Today Show.
There's also a section for video on demand, so I can see what people are liking no matter what time zone it's in. Xbox, go home.
You're drunk, go home.
So there you have it. The all-in-one system where it all comes together. Games, movies, music, web, and now, Skype and live TV. The one place where you are now at the center of your entertainment. The one place where it's simple and instant to connect with your friends. This is the beginning of a new generation of games and entertainment.
Games and entertainment, that's the narrative here. The games are not part of entertainment anymore.
Waiting to the stage to show you the magic and science that makes all of this possible.
Magic and science.
Thank you.
Weird audio mixing. And this guy named Mark Whitten walks up.
At Xbox, we're focused on how you play and how you're entertained. We're driven to build a future-proof system that brings together the cloud, smart devices,
What? Lisps. There's a lisp. There's a minor lisp here.
Yusuf just showed you intelligent TV and the high performance of Xbox One. There's an amazing amount of technology.
Can't wait for the PDF for the tech specs for this thing to come out. People can like war about tech specs over PS4 and Xbox One.
Give you a taste of what powers the new Xbox. There are three ambitious investments that we made to drive a new generation of entertainment. First, there's the console and the revolutionary Xbox One architecture. Mm-hmm. Second, advances with the most important input devices.
So they are talking about crazy stuff with the hardware.
And smart glass. And third,
smart glass.
Xbox Live, reinvented by the power of the cloud.
Mm.
So starting with our system.
The cloud.
It's connected and ready. It's an elegant design.
Not that cloud.
Okay. New generation.
Severus!
Raw power.
Well, this is a remake for Xbox One confirmed.
No,
man. 8 gig RAM. 5 billion transistors, man. How many transistors does PS4 have?
A Blu-ray drive.
Oh, hey, Blu-ray.
Native 64-bit architecture and variable power states. All while delivering practical.
In variable power states, suspend feature, basically.
This is a modern,
sounds like to me.
Powerful box engineered to deliver now and well into the future. But it's how we marshal that power.
Right.
How we create the system that works to deliver the world's greatest games and provides the flexibility to power entirely new, connected experiences. To do this, we've brought technology from across Microsoft to create an industry first. The soul of the new system is the Xbox One architecture. Three operating systems in one. The first is the best
PS4 of only
Xbox
has two
or
two computer chips.
By providing deep and instant access to the hardware so that creators have no limits in harnessing the power of Xbox One for cinematic realism. The second is the kernel of Windows, providing consistent access to web-powered applications and experiences.
Hmm.
Flexible, powerful, simple. The third
connects
these to our brain system
that?
To just create instant switching, multitasking, and effortless control. Only Microsoft and Xbox could bring this level of power, performance, and sophistication to the living room. And it changes everything. The Xbox One architecture enables the new experiences that you just saw from Yusuf. There's no waiting. You can switch to your game like it's a TV channel flip. You can snap Internet Explorer in the new Star Trek movie. But how does
the TV
know you're
Xbox? Every single time you do that, though.
We're bringing a new Kinect sensor paired with
Xbox.
Xbox
go drunk. You're home.
Which puts you at the center of your entertainment. Kinect is completely redesigned to respond instantly to you, your voice, and your gestures.
It better.
Voice is now more conversational. It's faster.
Except you have to say Xbox every time, like you said.
And our new proprietary
1080p camera, that's cool.
Measures the time, about 13 billionths of a second, that it takes individual photons to bounce off of you to create unprecedented accuracy.
We got photons on us?
Over 2 gigabits of data per second to understand your world. This is rocket science level stuff.
Really?
Really?
Let's make it 4 hours.
Get a rocket scientist in here, man.
Like you've never seen.
Confirm that shit.
Take a peek at the power behind the next generation Kinect sensor.
Let's watch this. Peter Molyneux, where you at?
The ability to see your world. Now that world is crisp, it's clear and beautiful. A 1080p, wider field view capture of your world. As you saw with Yusuf's Skype call, Kinect's camera and Skype offer the best shared communication experience in the living room. In 2010, Kinect layered in an analog understanding of how you move. But in 2013, we've revolutionized this capability. There are more joints, and now, for the first time, understanding the slightest rotation of a wrist or a shoulder.
No.
We understand your balance, the transfer of weight from one foot to another, the energy of emotion. When you're exercising,
wow,
you can read your heartbeat. This is human control for a human experience. Now, we wouldn't bring you next-generation gameplay without innovating on our controller. For the new generation, we're taking the world's best controller, and we're making it better. The Xbox One controller is updated with over 40 design innovations. It features updated ergonomics and an integrated battery compartment that just fits better for gamers of all ages. New dynamic impulse triggers allow creators to program feedback directly into the triggers. And a newly designed D-pad gives precision for immersive gaming. This is your controller, designed by gamers, for gamers, for the next generation.
It would all like hurt you like a controller, so I give you a controller so you can be a controller while you hold a controller. I don't know.
Last year, we unveiled
smart glass.
Yep. Enable your devices to work together with your Xbox. Your tablet can instantly become a remote control and a deep companion experience. We've had over 10 million downloads of smart glass for the Xbox 360.
Beyond is yawning.
Your smart device will behave like it's born to work with Xbox One because it's natively part of the platform.
I thought it was like the people was born to be because it wasn't.
Innovative, familiar devices to control your experience your way. But the real magic is what happens when all of these devices work together to create all new experiences. The new Kinect sensor is the binding power between these devices. When you press power on or volume up, when you change
or say Xbox on,
last device,
Xbox. Oh, all right.
Work.
Wait.
When you pick up your controller,
Xbox One.
Kinect recognizes you and the controller, and it gets you into your latest game save instantly. Speak, and your troops follow your commands.
Really?
Raise your controller, and a virtual shield follows. Your devices work in harmony to create a
see how they adapt this to like Japanese market.
Better
to
say
English every single time. I'm not sure if the Xbox understands the English. Talking about Japanese people.
To truly evolve the next generation of games and entertainment, you need access to the
yeah, we're trying to come up with fake ass Kinect commands in Japanese. I got nothing.
Built on Xbox One to amplify an all new generation. Based on the same membership you have today, but now more powerful, more personal, and more intelligent. When we launched Xbox Live in 2002, it was powered by 500 servers.
Hmm.
With the advent of the 360, that number had grown to over 3,000. Today, 15,000 servers power the modern Xbox Live experience.
Thousands? I thought we'd get into billions by now.
We'll have more than 300,000 servers
for Xbox million.
One. More than the entire world's computing power in 1999.
In 1999? In 1999.
Enabled with all that power. Your content is available and it's stored in the cloud so you can access your movies, your music, your games, your saves, anytime, anywhere.
Would you classify that as a list?
Today, Live brings all new experiences,
including does it share your trophies?
Achievements, of course, yeah. Dude, Xbox One! Your EPN is one with your download. There you go. Yep, the game streaming thing. Yeah.
With our native editing and sharing tools,
yep, see? Same thing as PS4.
On Xbox Live.
Yep, recording, photo, stuff, and showing them out.
They tell your personal story of how you play.
Oh, come on. I played this section 500 times to get this achievement! That's basically how the achievement stories go in the end.
A synchronous capability will allow you to search for your perfect match in your favorite game while you play another game.
But you didn't search for your perfect match in real life.
Oh,
is this game system?
Hey, hang on. Multi-data center infrastructure to drive direct game.
I wouldn't be surprised. Turn the freaking dating system.
With more players. It means living and persistent worlds.
Depending on how they build the game, anyways.
There you go. The breakthrough Xbox One architecture.
That's
next
it?
Generation inputs anchored by Kinect and a
anchored is right.
Xbox Live. You've seen how we built it, but the real magic happens when you put that power in the hands of the world's greatest creators.
Okay, let's see some games.
Andrew Wilson from Electronic Arts.
Yay!
Yeah.
Medal of Honor exclusive.
No,
whatever.
No thanks.
Mass Effect 4. Whatever. EA Sports. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Madden exclusive. That'd be the big. That'd be a big deal. That's a cool accent.
In the months ahead, we will share many of the details of
because their partnership with Nintendo didn't work out.
But for today, I want to start with the world's first look at EA Sports on Xbox One. We share a common vision with Microsoft that games should be intelligent, dynamic, connected, rich with emotion, and most importantly, fun.
Well, are you going to be able to call to your teammates? I wondered.
And much more. FIFA, Madden NFL, NBA Live.
This is the guy who said they would be better with Kinect. I remember now. Yeah.
Xbox, pass the ball to so-and-so.
All four will be built in the next 12 months. All four will be revolutionary. And all four will fundamentally change the way you play.
I didn't hear exclusive.
Best of all, this new generation will be powered by EA Sports Ignite, an all-new game engine that we're unveiling for the very first time today. EA Sports Ignite is designed specifically to help us blur the line between real and virtual.
Remember the HD demos back in the day when they announced Xbox 360 and PS3, and those video demos, CG demos of the games? I think that's what's going to happen here.
Speed and agility, true play emotion, dynamic environments that impact how the game is played, living worlds. This is the essence
living worlds,
of sports.
Another.
Let's hear from some of the best athletes in the world.
And what do they have to say about games? Mocap. No, it's not. It's just wireframes, mostly. I have no idea what accent or language that is.
When I square up on somebody, I
don't think that was French. Was it?
You know, what I've learned is the lower you are, the further you can go. You're going full speed, you're at an angle, they can't stay with you. I remember walking out to that arena.
Living worlds, what is it this?
Guy, Bert Watson, in the back. He's like the hype man. He's like, you know, like, let's go, baby. It's your time. It's your time. Go, wait. Curtains open up and you see everybody. Cameras flashing, it's just such a rush.
That is
Spanish.
Oh, cool. Did you study Spanish?
Somewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay, like, what? How is he gonna react to that? You know, except for, like, canned applause.
The gameplay! What the hell?
What we heard there is that sports are as much about your
what we heard there was Spanish.
Yes.
We've built new technology that allows players in the game to make decisions with four times more calculations.
You're not seeing the technology.
What? Hold on. What? Are you gonna, like... I'm not gonna say anything. I don't play sports games. Do you?
No.
Well. Okay, so what games do you think they will show? Like, they're just kind of zoning out right now. Trying to keep interest up.
Actually, my mind's a little bit dead after seeing all this crap. Can we think at the moment?
How they will win with true player motion. We also heard that athletes are fueled by the roar of the crowd.
Fueled by
dew. Our games are now living worlds with 3D crowds, dynamic sidelines, and on Xbox Live, a daily stream of new content that impacts the game as you play.
What?
We're inspired by the revolutionary Xbox One, and we know gamers will be too. We have much, much more to reveal from across EA very soon, including exclusive content for the most popular mode in the most popular sports game in the world, Ultimate Team in FIFA 14.
Only Xbox will get, like, a certain team. I don't know.
On Xbox.
Only on Xbox.
Alright, let's get Kojima.
I didn't see shit.
Let's roll out Kojima.
More details on that later this year.
E3.
But for now, let me show you how our EA Sports games will look and play.
Hey, there we go.
Yep.
Finally.
Yep.
What the hell was all this?
This is all real time, man! Show us the sweat dropping from this guy's face or whatever, I don't know. Okay, that's very obviously a fake eye. And this video does not do any wonders for us on the stream, that's not even HD, so... So to us, it looks no better than like a CG render that like now they're saying is real time, which is, you know, I guess that's the hallmark of next gen games, I guess. No, man, just lots of the stream's kind of choppy for real. No, he jumped off the wall. Headbutt.
Super
effective. Yep, there we go. There's the slow motion. I know the saliva. Cheers. That guy again.
I'm gonna drop that as actually gameplay. That one, dude. It's
Phil Spencer. Who's this guy again? Is that? Every breath you take.
We've joined forces with the industry's premier publishers to bring exclusives, to bring content first to Xbox, and to make our platform the best place to create. This is a commitment unlike any previous generation. I believe groundbreaking technology at the heart of Xbox One will broaden the landscape and canvas for the storyteller and enhance the experience for the gamer, making games more immersive, more personal, and more connected than ever before.
More connected.
As the head of Microsoft Studios, I oversee...
That's who he is. Talented, creative teams. Head of Microsoft Studios, Phil Spencer.
These teams are hard at work right now, using all the power of Xbox
One to build
original
Spencer
content,
I see you.
And break new
ground
boy,
in game creation
and gameplay.
Spencer,
to amaze
with my
you
eyes.
Friends and your family, and to showcase the unique capabilities of our platform. That means all of you Xbox fans will get more new innovative games than ever before, along with all your favorite franchises reimagined for a new generation.
New Halo, new Gears of War, new Call of Duty.
Exclusive franchises now. A franchise that has embodied innovation, quality, and visual excellence. This is Forza Motorsport 5.
Oh, Forza, yep, and Forza.
On Xbox One.
Fancy cars. Beautiful cars. Forget your drive club. No, but can you have sex with your cars? That's the thing. Drive club, you can have sex with your cars first person. But what about Forza? Definitive. And again, the stream ain't great on our end, so... I mean, what, are they asking us to fill in the holes with our mind, like, of how this actually might really look? You know, at some point, there's, like, only so... there's only how beautiful a car can look in, like, next gen, you know?
Yeah.
They're all starting to look the same to me, regardless of what platform. The joke, of course, is that it might be all the same studios doing the same, like, fake video. But, you know, that's not going to happen. No way. Yeah. Oh, here's your Japanese game development right here. People will be putting anime girls all over their cars.
Uh-huh.
And decals and everything, yeah. Absolutely.
What we can expect from a next-generation racing game. Forza Motorsport 5 will be available at launch, and we can't wait to show you more at E3. For many of us, the thrill of gaming is defined by those first ever game experiences. The
brand
first
new
time
season.
You earned an achievement. The first time you took your Xbox to a friend's house to play multiplayer in Halo.
Oh, my first time. When I first owned a trophy, that wasn't that great.
It online. I've seen how developers are using the magic of the platform to deliver new first ever experiences. Cloud powered games that change based on the actions of the community.
Cloud.
Multiplayer, multi device gameplay tailored to the unique capabilities of your device. Visuals so real, you'll see the imperfections and effects of time, weather, and wear and tear on the world around you. Let me share a glimpse of the future of gaming from a studio that invented the hallmark gameplay technique, bullet time, and garnered numerous Game of the Year awards with Max Payne and Alan Wake.
They didn't reinvent bullet time, you motherfuckers. Come on.
A revolutionary entertainment experience that weaves a cinematic action of intense gameplay.
Whatever. Let's see what they got.
Of scripted television.
Yeah, because scripted gameplay is what people like, right? No. Maybe. I don't know. We got 20 minutes left. We gotta blow our socks off.
This is Quantum Break.
New game. Sweet.
We're breaking the quantum.
Oh god, there's a bullet in their logo.
Do you think it's safe where we're going?
Yeah, live action video.
Okay, sweetheart. Let's pack it in.
Scripted TV? Yeah, they did say scripted TV, so we are getting TV show clips now with our games. This teddy bear is the answer to everything, I'm saying it now. Oh, hey, look, a game. So what, the Titanic decided to come back to life or something?
Hey, it's just time to cross the bridge.
It's like, I'm just trying to cross the bridge! Don't judge me! And the boat just destroys the bridge. Xbox, go home, you're drunk.
This is the fire.
Time is the fire, it said.
Oh, time.
In which we burn.
Okay, then she looked like a computer game character. There's a butterfly. Quantum Break. That was a concept! I didn't see any real gameplay there, except for a CG render of a, train ship destroying a...
new generation of development, Microsoft Studios is investing more than ever in studios around the world to create new and original IP for Xbox One. In fact, more titles in development now than at any other time in Xbox history.
Okay, I was going to say, he said real history, I would have laughed.
More than 15 exclusive games in the first year of Xbox One.
In the first year, launch window.
Which are brand new franchises.
I was going to hit 8.
Brand new franchises.
Yay!
We believe that the television screen is the most relevant, most important screen in the home. And Xbox One will make your games and TV come to life in ways that haven't been possible.
Okay, you said that right.
To tell us more about our mission
to
transform television, please welcome the head of Xbox Entertainment Studios, Nancy Tellum.
Nancy Tellum!
Yes, Nancy, do tell them.
It's really a thrill to be here. During my years at CBS and Warner Brothers,
Xboxes can't be done. Nah, I'm kidding. There are no smiles here.
Among our many achievements was the CSI franchise and Survivor.
Yay!
Television shows that offer proof that innovation is about breaking the rules and betting on the power of invention. Today we stand at the threshold of another great era of groundbreaking television. Xbox is expanding the canvas and conceiving a whole new art form for the creator, for the viewer, for the community, and the industry. Until now, the television viewing experience
With the TV
for the viewer.
I mean, are there people out there that really use their actually, this is true. Like people, like Xbox has been bringing up, like emphasizing more entertainment stuff as of years of late.
For the first time ever, TV will be truly personalized to your tastes and your needs.
If you have a family, then how can you personalize it to your taste and your needs?
Xbox, will TV become social in ways unknown to us today?
It's just a repeat, honestly. I know what the hell they're doing, but they're wasting time.
Lady talks about innovation, about breaking the rules and invention. So why haven't they said anything about indie developers? That is a tweet from Gideon Z. Duck roll. Xbox is going to transform into a water cooler. You heard it here first.
Using the magic and science of Xbox to rethink dramas,
comedy. Can we take a second to mourn that poor bridge that evil little girl messed up? What a little bitch.
And one of our first and most important projects starts close to home. Halo. one of the foundations on which Xbox was built.
True. This is true.
For millions of hours,
I would agree with that.
By tens of millions of fans. Please welcome my friend
Adam Sessler. As someone who once worked in TV, you don't want to be immersed in media. Bonnie Ross, someone from 343 Industries, who will make Halo now.
Thank you, Nancy. For me, Halo has always been
okay,
more than
this is the Can't Be Done Away. Very happy. Experience. Smiles everywhere. Yes.
A rich and deeply connected sci-fi universe. A universe in which we can tell hundreds of stories.
Jim Starling. A woman is on stage. Sony has been shamed. Generation is over. You know, when they say Xbox One, all I think of is the original Xbox.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, that was the first Xbox.
It's been inspiring to see television become a medium to bring the scope and scale of ever more ambitious worlds and adventures to life. I'm excited by the potential of merging the storytelling magic of television with the
interactive innovation of Xbox One.
So, today, along with Nancy, I'm thrilled to announce a live-action Halo television series.
Oh, groans!
No,
groans!
No.
High five!
And one of the best storytellers of all time, Mr. Steven Spielberg.
Oh, hey, look! Spielberg is doing this! Oh, wait, no, he's not even there! He's doing the same video reel they used for the clip of him in the video before.
Yeah.
I'm doing real shit that doesn't have to do with Halo TV shows. So I'm just here giving my name. Oh, god fucking damn it! Shut up about Pong! Shut the fuck up about Pong!
And those stories have gotten more compelling as the technology has certainly improved. And so for me, the Halo universe is an amazing opportunity to be at that intersection where technology and myth-making meet to do something really groundbreaking. And I'm incredibly excited about the great journey we're all on, the heroes
we're all on, and the wonders. Hi, I'm Xbox One. I want to get game developers excited by being a really good platform for TV shows! Blue Swim. Pong! Steven Spielberg's a real gamer! Logan Cunningham. Johnson's inspired by Pong. Little known fact.
Before I leave, there's one more piece of news that I'd like to share.
Oh, God.
For years now, the leading edge of interactive TV on Xbox has been live sports. We've invented.
Is even a game system?
God, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Determined to deliver even more innovation to make Xbox
to the TV.
For sports.
And sports.
It's my honor to introduce a game-changing partnership.
They use the word game.
League in the United States. This alliance will
yeah, they changed
change
the game
the
to a TV.
Experience,
yeah.
But transform the sport itself.
So what, NFL exclusive contract with Xbox? So like the people that watch Super Bowl, like, all buy Xboxes? Good for you. If you're in America. So Microsoft owns America again. Yay. That was like a crazy camera that guy had. Like, that had like four arms like a spider. Which has eight arms, but still. Get over the Duke!
We're continuing that tradition with Xbox to bring new features, new functionality to people using all the assets.
Dude, you were on stage. You don't have to be on a video. It looks so much like an NES! It's like a slick black NES!
With Xbox, we're gonna have exclusive content that we will use.
He is talking to Bill Gates on this thing.
Exclusive TV content.
Okay, so it's not like. They mentioned this fantasy football! No, fantasy basketball, that's what they were talking about. If you could see the look on Beyond Space right now, it's like he's trying not to like to drop dead in like narcoleptic style. I wish I could have you over for the Sony E3 reveal, but that's going to be an evening. We could do like a Skype thing, I guess.
Our partnership that Xbox and the NFL can bring a live broadcast and a real-time fantasy experience where people can
This is like Nintendo style, like Nintendo, like they don't really show, like in the old days they didn't really show the crazy hardcore games because they were like, you know, we sell 50 billion Wii Fits, we don't care about like the hardcore crowd anymore. Here's your DS Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars, and like, and the Motion Plus, and Robbie Drums on the Wii Music, you know. And people were like, where's freaking Kid Icarus, and over, you know, but they're like, they don't care about us. And then this is the same sort of thing, only like, well, Microsoft is, it's like, what do they have?
TVs.
Yes. TVs. Actually, yes, like, they're just showing lots of like, that's such a green screen to ask, like, Grassfield who was walking for. Yep, that's Xbox NES, look at that shit. Look at that, it's just bigger.
I feel I've reset one now.
Is that Don Matrick? Did he come back? He came back out. Yeah. Don Matrick's back. Kojima, come out on a box and like rape him with the box and be like MGS6 for Xbox exclusive bitches. Do it! Do it! Do it! They got 9 minutes left. There is time for a big reveal. Today. 9 minutes left! You have a big reveal up your sleeve. Price? Release date? Let's see. Every living room.
The one system you're going to use and love every single day.
You're going to love it. Inappropriately.
Today, you've seen how we're transforming TV experiences.
We've shared the maybe they're really saving E3 for the games. Who knows, man? You never know. Maybe.
Powered by Xbox One. We've welcomed Steven Spielberg to the Halo universe.
Fuck that. Dude, you had Neil Blomkamp in your hands and you missed. Spielberg, we'll see what he's got. Did you see Lincoln? I think he did that, didn't he?
I'm pleased to announce that we'll be launching Xbox One around the world later this year.
Yay! 2013, confirmed. Price? Have you got a price? You got a box?
The box got a price.
But this is just the beginning.
Okay, fine.
We can't wait to share the next chapter of our story in a couple of weeks at E3. There, you'll be seeing an incredible lineup of blockbuster games.
We'll see.
Including many exclusives that you'll find only on Xbox One. As we set our sights to the future, I'd like to leave you today by presenting a world premiere from one of gaming's great franchises. They helped define excellence on Xbox 360. They found their home with our Xbox Live community.
Call of Duty. And they are the number dude, you are seriously about to fall asleep here. Oh my god.
One of the biggest franchises in entertainment history. Just like on Xbox 360, all downloadable content.
Yep, Call of Duty.
For Call of Duty, will launch exclusively first on Xbox One.
DLC. Bleh. Keep your DLC, man.
Please welcome Activision Publishing CEO Eric Hirschberg.
Eric Hirschberg.
Thank you, Don. It's great to be here.
This reveal that had like no games, except like three.
Now, just to be clear, I am the last human speed bump standing between you and seeing the world premiere of the next generation of Call of Duty up on that screen in a couple of minutes. So knowing my audience as I do,
you have 6 minutes left. Shut the fuck up and move on.
No one was expecting us to play it safe this year and simply make Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. But we didn't want to do the safe thing. We wanted to do the right
thing. We'll save that for next year.
Eliminating as many creative restrictions as possible so that our developers could create an
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. And then Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4.
That's exactly what we're going to deliver with Call of Duty Ghosts. Entirely new world, an entirely new narrative.
Well, we're gonna get nuclear strike detected.
All built on our new next gen.
Oh, yeah, actually, that was nuclear missile launch detected. Yeah, so fast.
First person action in the current gen, and make no mistake, we're gonna do it again with Call of Duty Ghosts for the next gen.
That sound is beyond banging a chair against the wooden cabinet.
There'll be some port here.
Yeah,
I feel like I've wasted
an hour.
Yeah, an hour watching this shit.
Well, you spent most of the time playing Soul Sacrifice. I was sitting here chatting, talking into my iPhone.
Yeah, and actually stopped playing Soul Sacrifice 10 minutes in.
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry about that. Oh god, it's not even footage, it's just people talking heads and computers. My god.
Okay.
Because people play Call of Duty for the story.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's all I play Call of Duty for.
That's all you play Call of Duty for, but you're like a mutant. Compared to other people on live or whatever.
I usually beat it in one day anyway.
Yeah. You will fall in love with this dog! What the hell? This guy has crazy ass hair! Look at him.
Forces are devastated, our government's in disarray, and as the player, you are actually the underdog, fighting back against these superior forces. So the team you're a part of is formed from the remnants of all the U.S. Special Forces. Ghosts are a super elite fighting force.
I thought they were tier 1 operators, man. EA, you lied to me! They've adopted every technique that's used in modern, urban, guerrilla-style fighting. One of the fascinating new additions to your squad is a dog. Oh, God.
It's a dog. Yes.
Yes! Yes! Get me more! I love the dogs! Now, this is a squad member. It's
everything from sniffing out explosives to protecting the team.
It's like Call of Duty is bringing in the dog for you to care about. Wow! Someone just said out loud, one of the fascinating news to your squad is a dog. No cats in Call of Duty, no sale! Thank you, Michael Donahoe. Gary Winnett, dogs are the new bow and arrow. Here of all I do, I officially resign from gaming. I'm not working on a Magic Carpet TV series. Will Smith. $5 says the dog dies at the end of the second act. And then you take the fight to them. John TV. Cut to Mark Cerny sitting in chair, back to camera, stroking cat, giggling maniacally. Oh, reality fails. I love 3 Twitter followers because I'm going ham on Xbox reveal. Good riddance, I say. Go play fantasy, fuck yourself on your Xbox. The poly counts, the texture increases, the shaders, the lighting, tech, the level should feel like you're really there, and all the technology is going in. Jared Ray, screw the ghost, can we just play as the dog with different breeds as DLC? I want to play as the fucking dog! I would play a basset hound running, killing shit in Call of Duty. This is true. This is the truth. Blade Wolf, man, that's what the DLC for Metal Gear Rising is all about. Down to player-driven actions. Doors, explosive traps, things that change the flow of the map. All of this creates a new dynamic experience for the player. Another new feature is... Nintendo should leap, hop on this bandwagon and release Nintendo plus dog. Me too. Yeah, if it's not a bomb disposing cat, I'm not interested. Oh, Gary Wood, I feel like they missed a big opportunity to call this Call of Duty Dogs of War. Totally missed opportunity. So true. Call of Doggy. That's another one. Oh god, I know I won't buy an Xbox One or the game, but if I did, I know I care more about my virtual dog and my virtual teammates. Did you talk about living worlds in here? None of us caught this video at all. Call of Duty Ghost. Spoiler alert, your dog is a ghost. Oh my god, I want character in my Call of Duty game. The best Call of Duty game we've ever made. A stunning leap forward, not just for this franchise, but also for console game. To show what I mean, we've put together a little comparison video. Oh god, I want to see this. What's possible on the next gen, and put side by side the differences between what we're going to be delivering in Call of Duty Ghosts. Oh my god, they're doing the work for the game websites. They're putting screenshot comparisons next to each other. Modern Warfare 3, which is state of the art just a very short time ago. Side by side. Emotional weight in Call of fucking Duty. This sequence shows one of Modern Warfare 3's main characters, Price. Good for him.
Look at this motherfucker!
Visual fidelity of our models to a whole new level. This next generation head is modeled with multiple features.
Hey, it's what's his name? No, it's not. I thought it was the guy who was Juggernaut, but nope. Sony stocks are skyrocketing. Yo, they got SEAL Team dogs in this game! Holy shit! Tier 1 dogs! Ghost dogs! Ghost dog, we have the samurai! These are samurai dogs, man! Blame Wolf! They got they're super intelligent dogs, motherfucker!
Oh, even the dirt beneath the fingernails.
Living Worlds, man! Did you forget? Living Worlds! Now you can, hey, Alexander. Now you can see the capillaries of his eyes before you shoot him in the head for points. Matt Kessler, that CG dog had more emotional resonance than the CG man. Or the real man on stage, for that matter. Like Odato, okay, you slip me with the arm hairs, Call of Duty. The arms in Modern Warfare 3 were beautiful at the time, but next gen shit.
From co-op ideas to seamless second screen integration to voice commands via Kinect and more. Now, it's time to see it all come together. The gameplay you're about to see is running in-engine on the new Xbox hardware.
Well, I guess they're allowed to.
On the new generation of Xbox.
Yep, Sony stock goes up.
Stock goes up.
Since Xbox reveal. If Mocap Dog came out on stage right now, the whole show would be saved. You know what? Let's just mute this shit. We don't care. You know, maybe if we mute the sound, the video will come through better. Let's see. Where's the mute button? Okay, there we go. Is it working?
Slightly working.
Wait, let me just move the mouse away. Dog! Did that dog have that crazy, like, EXIF, like, QR code to scan and, like, see if you're enemy or not? It's like, this is my enemy dog. I can't shoot it, though, because it's such a cute dog. I don't know, man. Oh, a soldier and his dog! At the end, it's going to be you and the dog, and you have to decide if you shoot the dog to live, or let the dog eat you. Spoilers.
Oh, you can eat the dog. That works out. Anyway, moving on.
Well, the guy's not Chinese, so... We can say this, we're Chinese.
This was time, of course, we're desperate.
From the creator of the Call of Duty Modern Warfare series. SEAL Team Dogs, Coast Dog, Way of the Samurai. Robert Ashley turns on Xbox event stream. Immediately sees Call of Duty game. Turns off Xbox event stream.
Immediately sees the dog in the parachute.
Will Smith, does the dog scuba dive too?
Yeah. Immediately see it in the parachute also.
Just like cats and dogs. Like crazy, like...
It's raining cats. It's raining dogs on parachutes.
I can sense ghosts. All dogs can. But not all dogs can be mocap dog. Oh, God.
Yeah, oh, we've got the dog and you.
Yep. Yes. Okay. John McCarty. Well, that sucked. And that's it. Looks like that's the end, yeah. No crazy Kojima raping you with a box. Like, reveal. Nothing. None of that. You know, the thing is, like, Kojima always throws his weight behind, like, any new hardware. Like, he's always interested. But he's always, like, just ideas, really. Our journey together has just begun. More of you revealed at E3. Live on your Xbox and Xbox.com.
Wonder if you're gonna announce a price.
Yep, E3. Or, like, towards the fall. Because the word is, like, they're not gonna do price. That's so soon.
That was a waste
of an hour! You could've just waited for the news. Well, you know. Hopefully our disappointment is enjoyment for dead people. I don't know, man. Like, just freaking... Sounds of chairs moving as we put them back. Ow! I hurt my toe. Hey, look at the coupon. See what you want for lunch. I don't know, man. Like, all entertainment in one thing, like, that completely did not interest me at all. I mean, okay. I mean, do you guys need to have a device that you don't have to switch an input on the TV that has multiple inputs just to access everything in one box?
And every time you switch anything, you have to say, Xbox!
Xbox, make my ramen! I don't know.
I would actually buy it if it does.
Oh, Xbox, make my video! And then you play Marky Marks, make my video! Oh, man. Backwards compatibility, man, totally. I don't know. It's the same booklet, really. I think one of them just doesn't have all the coupons taken out. We're trying to decide lunch in real time, serious.
You know what, let's just bring one there and... Yeah.
And we'll decide right there? Yeah. Sure. We'll take this one then, because this one doesn't have anything out, ripped out. We need these scissors, though, because the perforated edges aren't enough. Nah, we won't carry scissors. We don't want to flick with them. Like, that's not interesting. 4 to 5, like... I don't know about 4 to 5. Quantum Break, it's like another trailer, just no footage at all.
Yeah, I never knew watching a video can be this draining.
It's like, yeah, it's just... And then all that shit about, like... Basically, like, yeah, it's the wrong audience for the... We were the wrong audience for this thing because we just don't give a shit about anything they revealed there.
Yeah, the fandom's TV. Okay.
Living Worlds, man!
Living Worlds and TV.
And the Halo TV series, because they clearly can't make the games anymore. I don't know, man. I'll talk about Halo some other day. Anyway, actually, that would be great, but you know, we'll see if we can do it with the same crowd as before. Zader, I think Microsoft actually managed to come in below my already low expectations. Lick-chan, watch TV and play a few games. Oh, yeah, also sports. Oh my god, I'm gonna talk to my freaking supervisor at work and be like, do you still want that Xbox? Do you still want that Xbox? After that shitty-ass video, you still want the Xbox. And with that, I think that's gonna close out this section. Let's see if we record anything else after this, after lunch.
Sure wants it.
Yeah. I still gotta change my shoes, man.
Alright.
Alright, see you around. And that's the end of this episode. See you in a few weeks, before, like, around E3 time, and, for more uninformed, like, just not journalistic opinions from people that just play games, and hopefully more people on the show that actually give a whiff about Xbox, so you don't hear just us and our meh Xbox expectations, preferences and whatnot. Apologies to everybody whose tweets I read out loud during the show. And, well, that's there you go. That's the good. See you later.